Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
And a swing and a drive in the center field. Keston Hira has walked him off. How about that? Two-run blast. And the Brewers win.
Those extra innings, you know, I know some don't like the rule, but it adds, you know, things going on every inning in those innings. So you got to make plays. Every pitch matters. And, you know, we just kept going.
It was kind of like there were two games yesterday. There was a baseball game for eight innings, and then there was like a playoff baseball game for the remaining three or four. I'm Bart Winkler. That's Tim Shea. Good morning, everybody. Rami Makhlouf, 9 o'clock hour. We're going to talk some Admirals hockey with John Greenberg there, too, as they have advanced. They beat the Manitoba Moose. Tim, your moose.
My moose are gone.
Yeah.
My moose.
And then now it's one of their rivals.
The Wolves.
The Chicago Wolves. A couple of games. They had to win it on the road. This series, the first two are in Milwaukee, right?
I think the first two are in Chicago.
I've got the stats on that. Yeah, the first two are in Chicago, and then there's two in Milwaukee, and then game five would be in Chicago because they're close. But in the last round, Milwaukee played the first two at home, and then the rest of the three had to be on the road.
Yeah.
So there was no, like, game five, you know, back to Milwaukee because of the travel and the distance with this being the AHL. So they had the Admirals went up 2-0, then lost two, and then for game five, they didn't even get to come back and try to win on their home ice. They had to win in Manitoba again, and they got it done. So now they've got the Wolves. That series starts this weekend after like a nice week off, and then they'll play game three next Wednesday. So for sure, they will have a game next Wednesday at home, and then we'll see if necessary. They'll play again also next Friday, Memorial Day weekend.
Yes, I saw a video of them putting back the ice in the arena.
Yeah.
Cool video.
Yeah, what did you learn
from
that
process? Just nothing.
Oh.
They put in the ice. I saw them painting the ice. So
what if they make the Calder Cup finals? Could we get a game at Miller Park?
Ooh.
Could we throw some ice down at Miller Park?
Get 30,000 in there?
Would that be a bad idea?
I like that idea.
I think that'd be fun.
Yeah, not a bad idea at all.
I'd rather do that than go watch the Blackhawks play at Fiserv. Oh,
agreed.
Yeah. Get out of here.
Anyone that says, oh, it's the Blackhawks, stop.
Get out of here. Boo. Boo this man.
I would never cheer for any Chicago team. I don't care who it is. It could be the Chicago Polo team, and I'm...
What about the Chicago Fire of
nope,
the MLS?
Can't do it.
Oh, man. I'm with you. Get them out of here. The Brewers beat the team from Atlanta, which used to be in Milwaukee, but they beat the Braves, win the series. So good effort from the Brewers yesterday. They're just going to keep rolling along. I think that every game is going to tell like its own story and every series as well. Right now, the Brewers are 3.5 up on St. Louis. I'm not even paying attention to anything any other team in the Central does. Obviously, the Reds got off to that terrible start. The Cubs won a few in a row. Good for them. They're still six games under 500. The Pirates are bad. And I think the Cardinals are going to compete for a wild card spot. I don't, you know, it is a super early. 3.5 means nothing right now, really. But it's super early. I'm not even paying attention to them. Albert Pujols pitched the other night. Okay.
Great.
That's fine.
Super.
But I am not, like, as far as the Central, the Brewers, to me,
pretty much
have already won it.
Running away with it.
Yeah, I think it is. I think it's going to be like this throughout the season. And then later in the season, we'll start talking about, because now baseball has a bye. You know, 1 and 2 seeds get the bye. These are some of the changes that are happening in baseball, some for the better, some for the worse. I think this extra innings rule, when it first came out, I thought that's not baseball. In practice, I like it a lot. I like it a lot. I like that it raises the stakes. It is overtime. You know, overtime in these other sports are different. The NFL, they got their weird rule. The NBA, you're not playing a full quarter. You're playing 5 minutes, so it's, you know, intense right from the bat. And baseball, their way to do that is to start with a guy on second. And it's so exciting because right away, every pitch matters. Right away, you are into it. It does raise the stakes. I went to the game yesterday with Paul Imig. Good buddy. Goodest of buddies.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I had to go eventually pick up my kid from daycare. Both of us couldn't. We weren't going to be able to stay there until 7 o'clock yesterday is the thing. And we were like, should we stay for extra innings? And we're like, oh, well, we never seen one of these before live, so let's do it. We stayed. I mean, we stayed the whole time. Because that's the thing with extra innings. A lot of people did leave, but I don't know why you would at this point. The game's not going to take that long, and it's going to be exciting. It's going to be more exciting than maybe anything you watch the rest of the night. I think starting in the ninth inning, that game turned into a whole new game. Colton Wong's triple.
Huge.
I didn't stand up for it. I didn't think it was going to land. I thought it was going to be a foul ball. And it landed, and it, you know, the Brewers, all of a sudden, they're down a couple of runs. They're down one run in the ninth. Because they went down 4-0, and you're like, oh, no. Max Fried, we got Corbin. Corbin's been struggling a little bit. Not his day. You know, his line was very un-Corbin-esque. 4 earned, 7 hits, only strikes out 5. His ERA goes from like 1.87 to 2.26. Still very good, but it was not his best outing for sure. And you're like, how are we going to get 4 runs, especially against a good pitcher, especially because our offense sucks. But they chipped away a little bit, and then come to the ninth inning, all they needed was one, and they tied it up. Braves score in the 10th. Brewers score in the 10th. Braves score in the 11th. And then Keston Hira drives them home. But right away, the game is exciting because it matters right away. You have a guy on second. A single scores a run. You can't even, in the course of a normal game, if you give up a single, the inning doesn't really start until a guy's on second in the course of a normal game. Because if you give up a single, what normally happens to that guy? He normally, maybe I just watched too much Brewers baseball. Yeah, he's either stranded or it's a double play. It's a double play. You really don't have a threat to score. That's why runners in scoring position is so important, because you really don't have a threat to score from that guy. Unless he's on second. I mean, yeah, home run, and there's other situations, but it doesn't really start. To have a guy on second right away completely raises the stakes, and it's like playoff baseball in the regular season, because every pitch does matter again. And one of the things that I like about baseball is, you know, you grow up with baseball, and I don't even know how I got into it. Like, how did I get into baseball? So all I'm thinking now is through the eyes of my son, right? And I'm going to take him to a game, and I think he's going to like it because he's going to sit up close. But is he going to like going to the game as an experience as a kid? How does that translate into, I like this sport, I am willing to watch 162 of these? I have no idea how, as a kid, I got into that. Because some of these games are not always thrilling. There's a lot of downtime in baseball. There's a lot of boring in baseball. And sometimes, you know, isn't that the beauty of it? You don't have to be invested in it. It's a long season. It's 162 games. For the most part, they play pretty much every day, bar a couple months, a couple days of the month off, like today. And then they're off today. So they played yesterday afternoon and then tomorrow night, and it's going to feel like 7 days that they're off because you get so used to a game every day. But how did I even get that invested? If, so this is what I was kicking around with Paul. What if every inning started with a guy on second?
Starting when?
Starting in the first inning. What if baseball now was you start with the guy on second? Because then there's always action. But what would be the, like, why would we say no to that? Why would we say no to that? The stats, you know, how are you going to throw a no-hitter? You know, are you just going to bunt the guy over and get a, like, how are you going to say no to that? Games are going to be like 11 to 10. Is that bad? Why would you initially, what, so my question is, what's your initial reaction to why? I'm not suggesting this, really. I'm just saying, if baseball was like, hey, we're going to, if baseball came out, Rob Manfred came out and said, we are going to start every inning with a runner on second. What is your react? Why?
No.
Everyone's going to say no, but why? That's what I'm wondering. Why would you say no?
Because.
But why?
No, that's not baseball.
Okay.
That's just, no. I would be maybe something for like starting in the seventh inning, but no.
Wouldn't it be like I'm thinking of getting people, because if you, my fear with sometimes I wonder this, if there were no sports at all, and you know I'm 38 years old now. As of,
can I?
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Bart. Happy birthday.
I'm 38 years old now.
For 6 hours so far.
Well, I always say I'm 37. Well, technically, I'm not 38 until the evening. Technically, technically, the Earth's axis moves a little bit each year, and we actually don't know truly what the time is. Let's just split the difference and say I'm 38. So I'm 38 years old. If I live for 38 years and they're, God, I'm so old. 38, man. You know, like when you were growing up and you thought your teachers were like 38, and then you realize that when you were in fourth grade, your teacher was like 26. It's like, oh my God. Oh, thanks. Happy birthday. Thank you. Happy birthday to you. If there's anybody I want to share my birthday with, it's Tim Shea.
You brought it on yourself.
Well, because I always say I'm 37.
Well, now for the next year, you'll say you're 38.
So I'm 38. Now, did I do that subconsciously because I wanted the attention? We'll never know. We'll never know. Yes, but we'll never know. So let's say there's no sports my whole life growing up, okay? And then all of a sudden there's sports and they all emerge. And it's like, all right, well, what do you like? I'd look at basketball and I'd be like, oh, okay, so they can score. And then it's pretty fast paced. This seems pretty fun. Score. Okay. I would like basketball. I would look at football. I'd look at football. Wow. This is exciting. I'd look at baseball and I'd be like, this is it, huh?
You're boring.
Like, why are they just standing there?
No.
What are they going to do? Why? Like, what's going on? Is there going to be any action here? That's what I'm thinking. I don't know how I got all into baseball. I don't. But I am. So my proposal is not to have a runner on second every inning. Now, again, this comes from a lot of ballpark conversation. Basically, the show today is what Paul and I talked about for a three-hour game. We talked about Keston. We talked about the extra innings. Basically, this show is... I've already done this show. I did it. Some of you were like sitting by me yesterday. You may have heard the show. Maybe a more R-rated version of it, but this is the show. So here's my proposal, Tim. What if... You know how you get a challenge in every baseball game, okay?
Yep.
What if you got in your pocket one inning where you could choose when to put a ghost runner on second?
I'd be okay with that.
So what if Manfred came out today and said, hey, this Ghost Runner on second is very cool. Here's what we're going to start doing. Teams each game get one inning where they're going to put a Ghost Runner on second. Now, you would say no, because why? That's not how it's been done. That's not baseball. You'd worry about stats. But that's why we didn't like this extra inning rule to begin with. But we all watched the extra inning game yesterday or read about it or whatever. It was exciting. There was nonstop action. You had two games yesterday. You had one game where it was 4-3, and it was as exciting as a 4-3 game could be. And then you had another game starting in the bottom of the ninth after that miracle man emerged in center field. I don't know where he came from, but he emerges in center field, disrupts Kenley Jansen's rhythm. I'm confident in that. Then it's like a whole new game. There's runs every half inning. So here's what you would do then. You tell every team, you get to choose one inning in this game where you can use a ghost runner on second. It's kind of like calling timeout to advance the basketball. That's all it is. And then teams would be like, well, when do we want to use it? Do we want to use it? We're the road team and we bat first. And we're going up against Corbin Burns. And he's going to be tough. So let's try to get some runs off him early. It might take him an inning or two to settle down. Let's get some runs off him early. Let's put him out there right away. So you start the game with a ghost runner. Do you save it? Do you save it for, we're not getting any offense. I like to save it in the eighth or ninth inning to really put some pressure on their closer. Do you use it in the playoffs? Like, if there was a ghost runner, if there was Bart's ghost runner rule last year and the Brewers need offense, they could probably throw a ghost runner out there in the fourth inning instead of taking Freddy Peralta out. You know what I'm saying? That would generate some offense.
I kind of like it. I kind of like it.
We got a platform here. We got time. There's not much going on. I just wanted to throw it out there and see if it's something you'd be down with. Because what I'm saying is I don't know that I am as into baseball if it was just invented today and I had to try to get into it. I mean, I would look at it like I look at cricket or rugby. Like, oh, those are things that I just, but I'm not into it. I wasn't indoctrinated in it. I didn't like it my whole life. I didn't grow up around where there was a team. Ron's in Rome. Ron, what's up, buddy?
I think that's a terrible idea.
Oh, thanks.
I agree that baseball is getting boring because there's so much time between hits. But I don't think you can make a major change like that. Otherwise, you might as well just be watching kickball or something. Why don't they? I think the pitchers are too good now. They're all throwing the heat in the high 90s. Maybe they could just do something to the mound, something like that, like move it back a foot, change the height of it, make it a little easier to hit, but not it's too like.
Well, the more that I watch baseball, the more I'm impressed that batters are ever able to even get a hit. These pitchers are so close and they throw so hard. Like how good does your eye have to be to even lay off a pitch? You got to make a split second decision even quicker than that. I mean, I would just be up there guessing. It's like, I don't know how anybody, we all the Brewers, they're only hitting 236, 214. I'd be like, oh my God, that guy's hitting 214. 10 at bats, he's getting two hits. That's a miracle.
Well, we could do after two outs, you make the pitcher switch with, throw with his other arm. Then that we could get some more hitting that way.
Yeah, I'm liking it.
All right, thanks, Bart.
Why don't we have the pitchers throw blindfolded?
Well, that would probably result in a lot of severe head injuries.
Oh, yeah, because then they couldn't. That's a really bad idea.
Yeah, that's bad.
All right, Ron. Thanks, buddy.
All right, thanks, Bart.
414-799-1250, 414-799-1250. So that's my throw them out there idea. I'm not going to go to, MLB's offices and
give them 100-page.
Yeah, I'm not going to petition for this. Yeah. I'm just thinking, what's a way to spice this thing up a little
bit? I'm okay with that.
Extra innings is so fun. It is.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't think it would be. We all found out this rule, and it's stupid. And then it's in action, and it rules. It rules. Extra innings are awesome. They're great. Right? We all agree on that? The guy starting on second is great. 414-799-1250. I'm Bart. Tim Shea here on The Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
50 AM, The Fan. I'm Bart Winkler. That's Tim Shea. We are in the Lakeland University studios, and this hour is the Wendy's What's for Breakfast hour. I'll tell you what's for breakfast. Wendy's! Breakfast Baconator combo. Could get the hot honey chicken biscuit combo, sweet with a kick of heat. Get those and more at Wendy's. It accidentally was revealed that it is my birthday this day.
You did it yourself. I kind of forgot, actually.
I thought you were going to remember to present me with some Wendy's.
Well, Sparky, if you're listening.
Oh, no.
Oh, okay. It's Bart's birthday.
Yeah,
a Wendy's
maybe.
birthday breakfast.
But now, over the course of my life, like now that it's my, like it used to be, we're on your birthday.
You bring in the treats.
Yeah, now it's you bring in the treats.
Yeah,
on your birthday, you're supposed to bring the cake.
Yeah, so
when did that start?
Once you turn
18.
On my
kid's birthday. No, on my kid's birthday, he's got to bring in goodies for the kids. What?
So. What did you bring in?
What did I bring in?
Yes.
I brought a sandwich for you.
Thank you. What kind?
Five knuckle.
Oh. So bad.
I'll punch you. I'm going to punch you.
I dare you.
Here's my tweet. I'm a big lover of the Ghost Runner in extra innings. My proposal is to implement the Ghost Runner during the first 9 innings. Each team gets one chance and can pick the inning they want to use the Ghost Runner. I have saved baseball. 414-799-1250. Brewers with a big win yesterday. 7-6. Keston Hira, the hero. Brick is in West Allis. Brick.
Good morning and happy birthday to you, Bart.
How did you know? Wow.
I know these things. I have it on my calendar.
Oh, thanks,
years.
Brick. Wow.
I mean, I've only been listening for like 2 years, but it's been on my calendar for like six.
So, oh, I appreciate you.
Yeah, well, I hope you have a good, I don't even know how old you are, 50, something like that. You sound like an old man a lot of the time, so...
The big, I'm the, hey, guess what, Brick? I'm 28 for the 10th time.
So I think I fixed your baseball rule, made it even better.
Ooh, okay.
I think Tim agreed with me. So you have your free ghost runner for the game, but if you're savvy and you save it for extra innings, then you get first and second on base.
Ooh!
So it's like, oh, do we use it now against Kenley Jansen? He's like, no, he's really good. He's probably just going to strike everyone out. Or we can save for the 10th when they put it, or the 11th, when they put in Joe Schmo or Rookie Ball, who doesn't pitch a whole lot, that gives up a bunch of, you know, hits that we don't know. Put him in later in the extra innings when everyone's tired and you have lesser pitchers in. Boom.
My disclaimer when I brought this up earlier was I'm going to come up with an idea. You're going to think it's stupid. But then by the end of the day, You'll think that it's not that bad. Aren't we people that are mad that the DH is in the National League because it takes out strategy? Well, what better strategy is there than this?
Exactly. And it also, it's not, I think it's actually better for the defense as well. Yeah, there's two men on, but now there's a double play ball in effect. So it's not that outrageously towards the offense. It balances the scale a little bit.
Yeah, and then each day we can come in here and say, like, why did Council save it for the sixth? He should have used it in the first. That pitcher's no good right away. They should have struck first. Oh, wow.
Exactly. Then that gives us an actual reason to be mad at Craig Council again, since we can't yell at him for pulling a pitcher after 4 1/3 because they're down a run with the bases loaded. Now we got a new reason to yell at Council for the people that want to fire Council every year because he's horrible.
Yeah, let's do it.
Matt LaFleur. Worst coaches in the history of Wisconsin.
Let's fire them all.
Fire them all.
Although Bud probably should be fired.
Yeah, I'm with you there, Bud.
Or like give him do the Brad Stevens.
We're talking ghost runners.
Give Bud a front office job
with the Admirals or something.
Yeah. All right. See you, buddy.
Have a good day.
All right. You too, Brick. West Dallas 414. 799-1250. Al in Cedarburg. Al.
Good morning, Mr. Winkler. Happy birthday, buddy.
Good morning, Al. Thank you.
All right. So this isn't necessarily a ghost runner, but this is what's been concocted up in my wild brain.
Yes.
So to make the game more interesting, just hear me out. What if you put targets in different points of the outfield for runs, and you get bonus runs if you hit one of them. In addition to that, let's say you get a random, you know, it's kind of like the double jeopardy or bonus round. You get a guy at the DH, gets randomly selected to use a metal bat for his at-bat. So now you're talking, you get the metal bat, you have a chance that you're down 4 runs, and you have 2 guys on base. Then you hit one of those bonus targets with the metal bat. You can imagine the crowd, the electric noise with the ping of that bat coming off Bart. I mean, I think that'd be pretty fun, man.
What if this? You just got me thinking, Al. What if this? Because you know how everybody that's over the age of 50 wants to abandon the shift?
Yep.
So what if in between the infield and the outfield, you put a little moat? Like water.
I'm loving this, Bart. Because with some gators in there?
You know, you could, well, like certain, some teams would have gators, you know, like, you know, how the Astros used to have a hill. Well, maybe the Astros park has gators. Not every team has gators. Some teams.
I'm digging it, Mr. Winkler.
Some teams have gators. But then that would abandon the shift, and it would make plays more exciting.
There we go. Faster game, too. All about it.
Yeah, I'm going to tweet that one. See what people
take
think.
Care, Bart.
All right, Al. See you, buddy. Wow. Okay. How about this rule? Old heads want to abandon the shift. Abandon the shift. Done. Put a moat in between the outfield and infield. A ball that goes into the water. Ground rule double.
This is...
How about that?
Okay.
I'm ruining baseball.
You are. How dare you?
Mike the Painter. What's up, Mike?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Mike the Painter, thanks for the call. 414-799-1250. Come on, none of that. What's up?
Good morning there, Bart. Hi, Mike. Damn, really?
Yeah.
You want me to sing happy birthday to you?
Look, one person gets to sing happy birthday to me and they're dead.
Oh, well,
my grandpa and grandma used to call me every year and sing me happy birthday.
Well, then that should be bringing back some good, warm memories.
No.
Why?
Now you've actually made me sad that they are gone.
Well, we all go sometime. And we can't live forever. But, you know, that's the breaks.
So I thought you were done with the show. What are you doing here?
Hey. Did I not call again?
Yeah, for those that were following the drama yesterday, Mike the Painter, Mike the Painter tried to call three separate occasions.
No.
Including one occasion an hour after, which he said, I will never call the show again. I will only listen to the fan from 10 to 6.
I can't do that.
Huge insult to Zach Gelb, by the by.
Yeah, I don't listen to Zach Gelb.
You're missing out.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just getting up and getting going to work by then. No.
Well, what's up?
I'm not going to wake up 2 hours earlier to listen to Zach Elb.
Mike, we've had foreplay for 90 seconds here. Get to the point.
Hey, I was going to get to the point, but then you were bringing up all kinds of other stuff.
You started singing and you reminded me of my dead grandparents.
I apologize for that, but I thought it would bring up warm things for you.
No, come on, go.
They should never have changed the National League. Then it's baseball is getting...
I didn't cut you off now. Your phone's out.
I can contest that was not Mike, Bart.
See what happens? See what happens when you try to flirt for 2 minutes?
Yeah, the stupid mute button.
There he is.
You hit the mute button. Wow.
Hey, they should have never tinkered with National League anyways. It was already hard enough for the hitters to hit because the pitchers have all the, power and everything, and then they tinker with the baseballs. And then they take out all the analytics that go with National League baseball. They're making it boring.
Yeah,
put
so
the stuff back the way it was. It wasn't broke. Don't fix something that's not broke.
So do you like my moat idea?
Well, if there was alligators in it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Mike. Golfers
play in Florida all the time with alligators all over the place. So I can't put some alligators in the moats in the, in between outfield and infield.
I feel like I'm living a bad dream right now.
Really?
Yeah. All right, Mike.
All right there, Bart. You have a happy birthday.
Yeah.
Tim, you have a good day.
Goodbye, Mike.
Yeah, we'll talk tomorrow.
Oh, hey. Hey, I forgot to tell you about Barbecue J.
Oh, yeah, you went to paint his house or check out his house?
No, I went to go and check it out, and I'm going to be painting his man cave.
Wow.
Yeah.
What color?
Black.
Oh, nice.
No, that's just the ceiling.
Oh.
We haven't talked about the walls yet.
You went to his house, talked about the ceiling and not the walls?
Yeah, going to spray the ceiling because the walls aren't done yet, so the ceiling's going to get sprayed and all the wood.
All right, this is way, I couldn't even possibly pretend to care.
You know what, Bart? That is very rude of you.
Yeah, I got.
You told me to call back and tell you how it went.
I did.
So I'm telling you how it went, and then you're rude about it.
All right.
Jeez. I thought we were seeing eye to eye now. Look, so I'm going to have to put you on the list again.
You put me on the list.
Have a great day.
See you, Mike.
Bye.
Bye. Mike the Painter. He got a little fired up at me. No, I want to know if he's going to paint Barbecue J's basement. I don't need to know, the steps of the painting, Are you painting? Yes or no? Call me back. Not tell me how it works.
Don't give me the whole rundown.
414-799-1250. Do you want moats on the baseball field? More next. 1250 AM The Fan. I'm Bart Winkler. That's Tim Shea. And we're happy to be with you. It's a Wendy's What's for Breakfast Hour. Wendy's! I'll tell you what's for breakfast. The breakfast Baconator combo. Maybe the hot honey chicken biscuit combo, sweet with a kick of heat. There's a lot of locations of Wendy's in this town, which is great. Maybe I'll do the ultimate Wendy's challenge.
I have one within a mile of my house, which is great.
What the ultimate Wendy's challenge is I will stop at every Wendy's on my way home.
Today?
Maybe not today.
Okay.
I'll just like load up on wedges and have a big like...
potato party?
Yeah, I'll have a potato party. I have done it before. There's one on Layton and there's one on Capitol. I've hit both.
You've told me about that one.
But along the way, I could hit one on... I think there's one on 7th and North I could hit. 27th I could hit.
You said Capitol, right?
Yeah.
You hit the one on Capitol? Okay.
I could, if I bob and weave a little bit, and then there's one over by, like, off Holt.
There's one over by Marquette, off 27th.
Yeah, I'll hit that one.
That's new.
Yeah, it looks sharp. So there's at least, I could probably hit, without going too far out of the way, I could probably hit 5 on my way home. That might be something I do. You know what? That'd be a good date. That'd be a good date night. Drive around. I'll hit all the Wendy's and get Frosties or something. Yeah, I don't know. Just an idea. I mean, I'm coming up with ideas today. Today's an idea day. You know, I have an idea that they should use the Ghost Runner more in baseball. Every team should get it once to use during the game. That led to my new idea of putting a moat in between the outfield and the infield, water, because people want to abandon the shift. And so let's do it. Let's put a moat out there. Ball goes in the water, ground rule double. It's led to some other really good ideas from some of you guys. That guy says, how about after 9 innings, the pitchers are replaced with pitching machines?
So fastballs the entire time.
Well, and then there's no risk of burning out your bullpen. Peter says, want more offense? Eliminate foul territory. Every time the ball is hit, it's a fair ball. I like it. Brian says, in extra innings, you have to face a pitcher in your own bullpen of the other team's choice. I like it too. Let's mix it up here. Come on. We've been playing baseball the same way for 160 years. Let's mix it up. Oh, I've got another idea in baseball. Guess what? If a guy takes steroids, they should be in the Hall of Fame.
What about betting on baseball?
Do Hall it as fame? Long as you bet on your own team.
All right.
Spark Guy, what's up?
Happy birthday, Bart. Happy birthday.
Thanks.
It's a big day. Big day. Hey, baseball rules. All right. More fighting. Who doesn't love fighting? I can still, you know, it's funny because I've always wanted to see a no-hitter. Been to hundreds of baseball MLB games. Never seen one. I remember the ones that got close. You know what I mean? Like I saw Mussina take it into the eighth once. You know, I remember those games. What about fights, though? I remember every fight I ever saw. I was at the Fernando Vina Albert Bell game. I was at, I remember as a kid seeing the Twins fight the Brewers. So what would happen is you would have basically one challenge, and for one batter, the pitcher has to fight the hitter. The ring is the infield, and whoever gets knocked out of the infield or knocked out is the loser, and it's either an out or a man on base. So you get to call it a challenge.
Yeah, okay, all right.
I don't know. I like fights.
I'm open to anything.
Hockey fans always said it was part of the game, right?
You know, one thing that I would want to see, and I've suggested this before, I would just want to see what baseball looks like if they did an NFL schedule.
Oh, man.
Like if baseball one season said, here's the deal. We're doing 18 weeks. We're having 17 games. There's going to be a game on Monday night. There's going to be a game on Sunday night. We'll have Thursday night game on CNN Plus or whatever. We'll have games normally on Sunday, and you can have MLB Red Zone. Because then it'd be like every pitch matters. If I think any sport would be – we're always like, oh, NFL's the best sport, and it is. But if any sport did the 17 thing, it would then be the best sport. If NBA had 17 games, 17 – it would be the best sport. MLB. It'd be incredible. I know they wouldn't do that, but still, think about it.
It'd be very advantageous to the Brewers right now. I mean, they could manage that bullpen and basically.
Yeah, you'd have Corbin go seven, Woody go one inning, and then Hader. Done.
I don't know, man. I don't know. That's all I got. I don't know. I feel like, have you ever seen the movie The Fan? Do you remember that movie with Wesley Snipes and?
I haven't seen it start to finish. It used to be Horvat would always reference that movie.
Oh, you need to watch it. You need to watch it, and then about the 25-minute mark, when there's like 25 minutes left in the movie, hit pause, because then you're living that, because that's kind of where your relationship with Mike the Painter is.
Uh-oh.
That's all I got. It is escalating, but I always think of that. Good soundtrack on that movie, though. All Rolling Stones, the character by Robert De Niro is not only a big Wesley Snipes fan, but because he's a baseball player, based on Barry Bonds, but he's also a big Stones fan. So a lot of good Stone songs in that movie. So, yeah, if you want a little peek into the future, take a look at that movie today. So,
all right, bud.
Happy birthday, Bart.
Spark Guy, 414-799-1250. Yusuf says, I don't think you know what a ghost runner is. Ghost runner is only used when you don't have enough people to play. A runner that is on base you can't see, hence ghost. Yeah, that's great. I get it. This is what everybody in baseball is like referring it to. It's the easiest way to refer to it. Who cares? Thank you for correcting me on my birthday. Did you watch any of the Warriors last night?
Little.
Yeah?
Little.
Do you think that series is over?
Yes. I thought maybe the Mavs would compete, but it's over.
Well, you got to be careful not to say that.
Yeah.
And I've been preaching that you can't do this.
On the Golden State behalf, on the Warriors' behalf, I will tweet out broom emojis. Three of them. Two of them? Three of them. Three.
Two.
Of them. Two.
Lazary tweeted out two.
Two broom emojis. He needs to delete that.
He won't. You can't. As a politician, you can't run from what you said. You just pretend like it never happened. That's what they do. His kid's in his new commercial, so he must be behind in the polls.
Yes, I did watch here and there, but Warriors.
Oh, there's a big commotion because apparently Luka was drinking a beer.
That is now confirmed that picture was not from yesterday.
Well, it was from Tuesday.
Yes.
The Mavs went out and Luka had a beer.
He's a normal person, people.
Yeah, now he didn't have a beer the day of his game.
No.
And even if he had a beer at noon, he could still play by 7. Look, you've seen Luka. He's always tired by the fourth quarter. He's not the most fit guy in the world, but he might be the second best basketball player in the league. Although Steph had a really good night last night. Yeah, I've always cautioned, like, don't say that series are over. You can't say that a series is over. You know, there's the ups and downs of the playoffs. And if you say that it's over, look, you saw what the Mavs did against Phoenix. They lost game one and game two like this, too, where the only offense they got was from Luka, and everybody else was like the engine that could. And then that's what happened in like games 3 and 4 and then eventually 6 and then certainly 7. So you're not going to count the Mavs out, but the Warriors are good, man. I would think that the Warriors have to be the favorite in the NBA.
In the NBA, yep.
With the four teams left. You know, the Warriors, I do think, will get past the Mavericks. You can give Luka a couple games. You can give the Mavs, this could go 6. I don't think it goes 7. I would have probably taken Warriors in 5 to begin with this series, just because I felt like too many people were like, Luka's really good and they just beat the Suns. But also look at the Suns. The Suns played in the finals last year too. If I'm gonna use fatigue as a factor for the Bucks, I gotta use that as a factor for the Suns too. It was a long season, it was a short off season. And they played longer than anybody else. You know, and then I don't know what was going on with Ayton or any of that stuff. But I think the Warriors, I think they'll get past the Mavericks, so they're back in the finals. Well, we'll see. I'm not going to declare a series over, although I did text my dad last night, this is over.
Congratulations to your brother.
Yeah. I mean, are we ever going to get a Warriors-Bucks finals, man?
Hopefully.
I have a brother that works for the Warriors and the Bucks are this good, and they're never going to meet in the finals?
Never going to get it.
And then on the other side, Heat and Celtics tonight, game two.
Woo-hoo.
Dude, I'm getting a lot of people. I put a video of Grant Williams out. Now I'm getting people that like the Celtics. It was a play where Grant Williams, there was a turnover, and Grant Williams just like ran into Jimmy Butler and tried to jump on his back.
Has your buddy Chris been tweeting at you at all?
Oh, yeah. Your friend Chris.
Your friend. No.
No. Your friend Chris, who I was introduced to during the Celtics series because he's a Celtics fan. He never tweeted me when the Bucks were losing or winning.
Mm-hmm.
He did tweet me when the Celtics were winning. When the Celtics won, he tweeted me like a shamrock. He's like the Boston Ram. I only hear from him after losses. So, no, I have not heard from him since this new series started.
Okay.
I have not heard from him. You know, it's interesting. Al Horford missed game one with
COVID.
We say health and safety now.
Yeah.
But COVID. There was a report from Brian Windhorst yesterday that the Celtics are a little worried that it might spread. And that's what COVID does, but that more guys could miss time. And I was trying to look up a rule last night. You know what rule I was trying to look up?
I saw this.
I was trying to look up a rule. If the Celtics can't play,
who gets to fill in?
Would they be eliminated? And could the Bucks take their spot? Like, don't go to Greece yet, Giannis. Okay?
I hope everyone's on hold, you know, over at the practice center right now.
Yeah, still keep practicing. Still keep practicing, man.
You never know.
You never know. I want Bud. I don't know what Napa wine place he's at today already. I want them all back here. I want them practicing. Or this is the great time. This is what Darvin Ham should do. Darvin Ham should call the team and be like, hey, guys, Bud's on his vacation already. We won't hear from him until September. So let's practice. I'll coach as a goof, and then maybe we play again. And then that'll get everybody to turn in favor of Darvin Ham. I do want Darvin Ham to be the coach. I'm just going on record and say it.
For the Bucks?
Yeah.
Or a coach?
I want Darvin Ham to be the coach.
Okay. Yeah, he's definitely gone after
it. I don't want Bud to be the coach.
Yeah, I don't. Well, I don't think that's happening.
I don't see them winning because of Bud.
You see them winning because of Darvin Ham?
I see them losing in spite of Bud.
Okay.
This was still a winnable series.
It was.
Even without Middleton. No adjustments.
We lost
George
4-3.
Hill.
3, okay.
Grayson Allen.
We weren't hitting our shots.
Okay.
It's just, you got to give it up to them.
So there's excuses.
No, there aren't. We just weren't hitting our threes.
Coach Bud won a championship, but if you're going to go down the list of guys that you would rather, like, that you think are good basketball minds, do we think of Coach Bud as a good basketball mind? He certainly knows basketball. He was a Pop disciple. And maybe he is. Maybe he is a good basketball mind. But there's other qualifications to being a coach, and I think his stubbornness really gets in the way. You know, not making these changes. It's just that every time the Bucks have lost, we've talked about the same stuff. You know, when they won, we didn't really talk about, oh, Bud did this. What a great play. What a great decision.
How shocked would you be if they did go fire Bud, like in the next month?
Well, they're not going to fire Bud. They're not going to fire Bud.
Okay, he steps down.
He could retire.
He takes a front office.
They could Brad Stevens.
Brad Stevens.
But I only think that because I saw it with the Celtics.
I don't see Bud kind of doing that.
No, I don't either. He'd be like, nah, I'm the coach. I don't want to leave.
I don't mind him. You just really like Darvin Ham.
I don't know. I see like Darvin Ham interviewing and Charles Lee interviewing. I see all these other guys interviewing.
Maybe the Bucks make a deal with him and pay him a little more to stay one more year.
But I don't want him to.
And if Bud can't win a championship next year, yeah, then you make the switch.
I mean, you look at Taylor Jenkins in Memphis. All these guys are like good coaches off of Bud's tree. I don't know. We'll see. Whoever gets Darvin Ham.
I was shocked he didn't get a job last year.
Yeah, I'd be shocked if he doesn't now this go around. But what we're talking about
is still open. The Lakers?
Yeah.
He ain't
Charlotte.
He's not going to Lakers.
Ham's interviewed twice in Charlotte. And then you'd go from Bud to Ham. Last time I did that, I was 19 years old. cheap beer. Just kidding. I didn't drink until I was 21. Actually, I know I didn't drink until I was 38. I had my first beer at midnight.
That would have been today.
Oh, no. I had a beer at the baseball game.
How many beers did you have?
Just one. I just had one.
They're expensive.
Well, I wasn't looking to get lit yesterday.
You had to pick up your son.
Yeah, well, I mean, I want a brat. I'm going to have a beer. They had pre-made brats.
Yeah. Did you enjoy your brat?
Yeah, I had an ultimate brat.
What's that?
It was on the third base side. They like already put the mustard on and there was like smoked apple or something. Or like baked apple or cooked apple or something.
Wait, are you being for real?
Yeah, with like some cheese.
Okay.
It was like a brat that was pre-made. And the bun was good. So what I'm going to start doing is getting those. I'm going to get the ones that they actually have to make instead of the ones that sit in the
wrapper
for 2 days. I won't get those anymore. So that solves my brat problem. I screwed up yesterday at the Brewer game. I screwed up big time. I had the opportunity to go viral on social media, and I screwed up, and it is haunting me, although I shouldn't. You're here today, so you're unfortunately going to be the one. I got to kind of talk through some therapy with you.
It's okay.
And it's my birthday.
Yep.
Everyone's tweeting now, thanks.
I put a tweet out there.
Yeah. I have access to the account.
You're
going to
delete it.
Yeah, I might delete
Come on.
It. Yeah. 414-799-1250.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.